Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Planning Committee of Melbourne Parish Council on Wednesday, the 6th of May.
Good grief.
Yeah, it is.
We have some members of the public with us tonight in relation to one of the planning applications. That's the only reason you're here?
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, I will, after we've gone through the beginning of the meeting, we've done the necessary admin, I'll bring that item right to the front and then you'll be free to go. Or stay if you wish.
Or join.
Yes.
We have space on the council.
Yes. Paperwork okay. Will be provided.
So we'll kick off PL 128-2526. Apologies for absence.
Apologies received from councillors Wilson, Barnes and Hart, all with acceptable reasons given.
Can I have someone to propose acceptance? Councillor Clark, Councillor Alexander seconding. Those in favour, unanimous. Thank you. PL 129-2526 to receive declarations of interest and dispensations.
None received.
Anyone wish to declare an interest in any item? Okay. Moving on. PL 130-2526 to approve the minutes of the last meeting on the 8th of April. Did you receive any comments?
The only comment was from yourself regarding the decision notices appearing, but it's more of an agenda issue than it is a minute issue. So
indeed.
I'm just making note that it has appeared on the new agenda, so it shan't happen again. Okay.
Okay. Anyone have anything to say now? No? Good. Can I have someone propose that they are true and accurate? Councillor Clark. I'll second that one for a change. Those in favour? That's unanimous, thank you. PL 131-2526 to report back. Anything to report?
No.
Splendid. Okay, at this point I will vary the agenda and we'll skip the decision notices and we'll move on to PL 135-2526, planning applications. Item B, to discuss a two-storey side and rear extension. This is at 48 Orchard Road. I've skipped over the public participation because, given that you only wish to speak about this at one application, I'll let you have your say and we can ask questions as part of this point. Okay. So, would you like to kick off?
Yes. We have made a comment on the application. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure that it was heard that we're concerned that the plans that have been submitted have incorrect measurements on them. The one that concerns us the most is the stated 2.65 access to a driveway, and it's less than 2 metres. We measure it at about 1.8, 1.9 metres. Mm-hmm. Of their garden available to access a driveway. At the moment we've kind of marked out where the boundary is and don't feel there's the necessary space without encroaching either onto our garden or onto highways land.
Okay.
We felt a site visit would be appropriate for someone to look at that. Because we understand that it's been authorised.
In December, a certification was authorised to allow a driveway, park grass, park gravel, and that was 10th of December. Certificate of lawfulness, wasn't it? It was issued, and similar drawings were given at that point, and then as part of this planning application, the measurements put on, and it's now all driveway and kind of all completely changed, really, hasn't it? Yeah. It kind of like shows space that's not there. It really should have a site visit for the either the parish council or the
South Cambridge
planning. Need to properly understand the space that's available to what they're looking to agree.
Councillor Alexander.
So just a comment.
I've asked that daily and I've had a look at it, and it actually is not anything like the size that's shown in the drawings. It is much smaller, the space for the driveway. And it would involve the driveway being across a pavement as well, as over a pavement. It would be along a pavement, and there is a drain cover exactly where the drop curve would have to be. So.
Hello, sorry. Is it okay for us to use this room? You're not going in there afterwards?
No, that's
right,
okay.
Dinter? That's in use at the moment for the first aid course. It's got full of their kit.
So they're in there tonight, are they?
Not tonight,
can
no.
Can you use it, but not disturb their stuff? Is that right?
In what?
Radio meeting.
Yeah, why not use downstairs?
Oh, we have to move all the furniture around, that's why.
Okay. Yeah. If you can get away with it, yeah.
Yeah, they've got all their stuff underneath the table.
Okay. Sorry, well,
Drop curves.
Drop curves. Yeah, so
yes, the drop curve would literally be over, man. There's a drain cover there.
But they've received permission for this already.
But they've received a certificate of lawfulness. There was no, there's nothing that came out to neighbours for us to even be aware of that at the time. Mm-hmm. So the plan to be submitted was the first one you had.
Yeah, so got a certificate of lawfulness, that's it, that's a done deal. We can't change that.
Okay.
Once permission, either permission to go ahead or certificate of lawfulness, which is retroactive permission, is issued.
Okay, but what if that's issued on false information?
It's a site visit thing again.
It's a site visit, but probably it won't change.
Right.
But that's up to the planners. We don't have any authority.
No.
We are just a consultee.
That's fine.
On the planning applications. Okay, Councillor Clark.
Because we have had this incident arise on a previous occasion, haven't we? And it was clear that the planners hadn't been down to look at the issue, but it wasn't reversed.
Mm-hmm.
That was another subject, and we did raise it. We can, sorry, through you, Chair, we can raise this again as a concern, but it's down to them whether they will actually attend or not, as we have had situations where they just refused to attend. So, you know, we are in their hands, unfortunately.
Yeah,
we can represent your comments.
That, but at the same time, the neighbours like that, well, if we could just go like that across your land, that'd be fine. It's like, no, that's not okay.
No, no, absolutely not.
This is for the visibility display you're talking about?
No,
for the drive.
They want us to go like that over our land. Make a nice shape of our garden.
Fence?
Well, this is the other thing. They've got this certificate of lawfulness for actually in the deeds of all four properties. It actually says that it has to be open plan, no fencing. Mm. But again, it's not
fitting for a fence.
So they've put in for that again.
Again, the planners won't take any notice of any deeds that are any codicils or anything that's in your deeds. Because that's a civil matter, not a planning matter. I've had this issue several times coming through here and through work, personal, happening to my mother-in-law's neighbour. Doesn't matter what the deed says, you can and can't.
I appreciate it, you know, if that's what's real, that's absolutely fine. Just cannot see how it can physically be possible.
They're not permitted to build across your land without your permission.
Yeah.
And are they permitted to build a bit further up where it's the highways land?
It's up to highways.
Very well, I've already tried to claim highways land but neither here nor there. But okay, that's fine. We just want to flag it up that the actual measurements aren't correct. There isn't the space being documented as being available, and not willing to give up our land to make it available.
Mm. That's That's perfectly reasonable. Councillor Clark.
We can put this in writing to the planning office, can't we?
Yes, we can.
In conjunction with what you said and what you've already written, and then it's in the lap of the gods as to whether they will take action. But there's no reason why we can't represent what you said. I think that's more than reasonable.
Yeah. In regards to your other comment about the window,
They've actually made amendments to their application to say that they would make that obscured update.
Yeah. That's a very easy non-opening obscure, and that resolves that issue completely.
Yeah, so they listened to us on that.
Okay.
Which we're grateful for.
Okay. Any other comments from council, either on this particular matter or on the planning in general?
What, for this application?
Yes.
I've no objection to anybody extending, but I feel that the fact that the plans take the extension out sideways rather than say into that back garden takes the building line almost out to the pavement in a sort of development where there's everybody's got that frontage, as you say. All the deeds say leave open, an open bit. So that will bring the building line right out. So it's completely out of keeping with all the rest of the developments in that close. So yes, from a visual point of view, streetscape point of view, it's not...
doesn't fit.
Complimentary, if you like, and also sets a precedent, because then you might get other people saying, who knows. But from this point of view, it would completely change the whole look of that part of the development.
Mm.
If you look at the site location plans.
Existing?
Yes, that might. Site plan or...
There's a plan on there somewhere.
If you look at all of the properties, if you like, are set well back from the road and the pavement, all with open frontages, and you can see the existing line of number 48. Well, the new proposed would take the building right out almost to the
road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And extended back a bit as well, I think it is there. So it's sort of like an L shape, is it? Something
like that. Wraps around the side and the back.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that just visually it will completely change the look of that entrance to... instead of, say, taking it back and getting the extra building that they want back there. And it's in such a prominent position, right on that corner.
Right on the corner,
very prominent.
It's going to change the street scene completely.
That piece at the front is the space for the drive, as you can even see on the drawing there, that is very narrow at the front.
I didn't measure it, but I paced it, and I didn't think it was much more than 1.5 metres at the most, without then actually going onto the pavement on the side, so using the pavement as part of the driveway almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because wasn't that piece of grass on the corner, the part of the highway's grass?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the bit that they dug up?
Google Maps and have a look.
Yeah.
On the first week of
that's right, yes. That's It was all dug up, wasn't it? Yeah. And then had to be reinstated.
Basically, the tree is on the boundary line.
Yes.
So they're looking at pushing the extension all the way to the orchard gate pavement.
It comes out a little bit forward.
Basically, a new hedgerow is here, and then they're going to be putting a fence the other side of the hedgerow and over the house. Kind of like up to here.
Is there a hedge there now?
Yeah, so they put the hedge in.
Well, I'm not sure where that is actually. Am I looking? That's
looking from Orchard Gate.
Yeah, we need to be further on
to be in this area.
We need to be there.
This side?
Yes.
Then that's all we can see is the tree.
That's it.
So
all we can see is
the boundary, but the tree was basically put on the boundary, so the boundary line basically comes down here.
Yes.
So this is the distance they've got for the drive.
Just that bit to that corner.
And they proposed for us to go like that across our drive.
Yeah.
And we're adamant we're staying, so it gives that.
So they've literally got to the corner, that corner there. They've literally got to this point here from as a driveway, isn't it? Is that right? That's it. And this is the path, and so they would have to extend over here. And if you look on the plan for the fences, where they're showing the fences, they've actually put this fence here. They're proposing to put a fence along here, aren't they, I think?
Yeah.
They're stopping it instead of bringing it to the corner, which is where they're showing the driveway would be. They're proposing to stop it about there, so to
it's going to move to 2.65. Mm-hmm. What's the space available?
That's not because of measurements, which is what
it's 2.65, because on the drawing it shows it as a splay.
Yeah.
So 2.65 might be the bit at the road, splay.
That's in the footpath. That would be the width that it's dropping over.
Okay.
Which is not unreasonable if they're putting a drop curb in.
Yeah.
But
it's not actually the space they've got
available
on the property. Yeah.
It's not their space.
No.
Or the drop curb. That is over the pavement. That's not a problem.
And the drop curb, so they would be running over the manhole cover all the time.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Manhole covers in the road all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's not a manhole cover, it's a slatted drain.
A drain, okay.
Yeah, a drain, so that's it. Yeah.
The drop curb would come down and stop before the drain. So the drain's in the road, isn't it?
The drain.
Yeah,
it's
in the gutter.
The drop curb stops, the curb line doesn't change. Yeah.
So basically, your curb line, I think you've got three curbs, and then it starts to bend for the orchard gate.
Yeah.
The space for our normal or minimum for drive is 2.5 metres, and then it's about 4 metres of the drop curb that is then available, so that the person can turn in.
And there isn't that much, is there? It's nothing like.
It's hugely different.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the 2.65 metres over the pavement, I'm not concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me like the plan, it draws a straight line across the property line, mm-hmm. and it only splays over the footpath, which is not your property.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't think you've got any concerns there. Because they're not bending across in front of the tree.
Yeah, no, it's not. If you saw this, I'm sure you understand, you see the space.
Mm. I've seen it.
There's nothing like 2.65 metres, not even on the road, not even on the curb. More curb space.
2.65 metres would take them, you see where they're, you've got the footpath here and then the footpath which go, yes, it would take them to the other side of the footpath.
Yeah.
So they would be using the footpath as an access?
Yes, but with a drop curve you always use the footpath as an access.
What do you do?
Drive over it.
Right, but they're showing it as that side of the footpath, aren't they?
So the display they're showing comes out like that?
No.
Yes, because it's a straight line out from the property to the edge of the footpath. And then it splays out. So this is the drop curb area, but this is on the footpath. So this, if Highways
but
gives permission for that.
Their plan doesn't show it like that.
It does.
No.
It doesn't show it in the footpath.
What is that? It shows it. It's showing it to the left of the footpath.
That is site plan proposed.
Proposed. Yes, they're showing it.
That's
keeping the away from the footpath.
To the left of the footpath.
Across the footpath.
Yeah,
across that footpath, but not the footpath up the side.
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
As a this is just a lateral thought, actually. You know, the planning authority puts a site notice up.
Mm-hmm.
A thingy notice about planning
sometimes.
Applications. Oh, only sometimes is it? Because there's nothing up.
No. Well, it's normally it's something that the public generally has an interest in. There should be a document on here showing where, which properties they've
yeah.
notified around.
Yeah.
That
okay.
does the same job.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah. They don't have to post, as long as they've notified the immediate
okay.
neighbours.
Because there is a notice up for the permitted development thing, the driveway thing from October, December. That's still up.
They probably haven't
post.
Notified individual
yeah.
houses for that.
No. But not for this. For this one. I only noticed because somebody asked me, and I thought, oh, I don't know. So we had a look, but I couldn't find one.
Just question in response.
Sounds like a site visit.
Yep.
Just with a tape measure.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, we need to go and have a look, and also look at the visual impact of it.
Well, the visual impact is clear.
Yeah. Mm. Quite big.
Yeah.
It's the visual impact it will be quite severe.
Significant.
Because it takes that property out of alignment with the rest of the houses down at Orchard Gate. The only sensible way of doing that is to extend backwards.
Yeah. The part of the extension is backwards, but not all of it.
Yeah.
And so it's all the way along that.
Okay.
That frontage.
So trying to draw this together, I think we need to object to the planning application on the grounds of visual impact, the street scene being changed massively along Orchard Gate because the extension goes well out of alignment with the existing properties along Orchard Gate. Um, comment, but it will be ignored, about the fence. That the dean say that that's not permitted. But as I say, that's a civil matter, it's not a planning matter. We need to take a tape measure down there before we can comment on the distance. I'm sorry, we can't just take your word blindly.
No, absolutely. We just want to raise it.
I don't disbelieve you, but if we're going to submit it as a comment, then we need to know. So before we submit a comment, we'll take a measurement of that. I'll go down tomorrow.
Okay, because I have to submit the comment tomorrow, latest.
Right.
Okay.
I will take a tape measure down tomorrow, or even tonight.
Yes, if I have one in the car, you could borrow it, but I haven't.
Anything else? Councillor Clark,
can you check? Can you change the word at the beginning to severe street scene change? Use the word severe. I think we need to put a word in there that is punchy, in the sense of, you know, get someone to read it properly, not just, it's just a street scene changes.
Mm.
Just be a little bit more. And we are going to put in about the fence, yes, even though it's unlikely to have any effect.
But
I think it's worth mentioning that they are contravening.
Yeah. Oh, we can comment.
Thank you, Chair.
Mm-hmm. I can ignore it.
Mm.
But it's just something else there.
Mm. And request a site visit.
Mm. Yeah, I think that would be good.
We can request.
Whether
they may or not do
get
it.
One or not is another matter.
Mm.
But
when you do measure that distance from the air, we didn't cut the trees down. Okay, that was those guys that did that.
Yeah.
I tidied it up a little bit, but it just came back and all the branches were down on one side. So
you'll see you've probably seen there's a blue mark, and that's where we've had an independent person
so
come out and measure to how they would if they were going to put a fence line in for us.
Well, highways confirmed apparently, I gather, when they dug up the grass on the curb. And had to reinstate it that was highways and that they couldn't use that as access or the path. I think Abby they did actually, somebody, whether it was highways or somebody else, put a little wooden marker which was on the corner.
You took that out, didn't you?
And that was there for a while and then it was taken out by them. And that was the marker of how far they could go. And I have a photograph of it somewhere. Because at the time, you know, when it was all dug up, it was such a mess. And I was asked to take a picture of it, which I did. And the little wooden marker was in, and then it disappeared. Because that showed the point at which they could take their drive, I think. If I can find the photograph, is that of any help?
I don't know. The honest answer without seeing it. If you find, just send it to me later.
Yes, if I can find it. I can't remember how far back are they going.
Well, if they're measuring 2.65 from the boundary, that goes through the middle of the tree.
From 2.65 from your boundary would take it over. Would take it.
And that was part of the red line, is about 1.9 metres.
2.65 from the property boundary would take it to over here, I reckon, the other side of that part, the highway's path.
Which means do you have another notice of 10 years?
I don't know when it was.
getting out of. It's definitely on here somewhere in my 3 million photos of my dog. Because I only knew it was there because I tripped over it when I was following the dog. I'll try and find it and send it to you, Steve, if that's any help.
Mm-hmm. Just put it on the council WhatsApp.
Okay. Because she dealt with it, didn't she?
It's clear that one's been damaged, so I'll look at it.
Still an opening window.
It's an opening window.
Yeah, I believe so. They could still overlook. Yeah.
Okay. So we also would recommend for privacy purposes that the window is opaque and fixed, non-opening.
Rejecting on grounds of visual impact, significant street scene will have massive impact. We're going to put a comment on the fence with the deeds,
yep.
Etc. Requesting site visit and window opaque and fixed, non-opening for privacy purposes.
Okay. Yep.
And you okay. Wanted to measure the.
Yeah, I'll go and do that. And put comment
and about. Put that in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if I can find the photo, I'll send it to you. Or I'll stick it on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this evening. Okay. I will look.
Can I have someone? Councillor Clark proposing that objection. Councillor Alexander seconding. Those in favour? That's unanimous. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Good luck with it. Thanks very much.
You're
welcome.
Okay, we shall now revert to normal flow of agenda. So, Appeal 132-25-26, public participation. There are no longer any members of the public present. Appeal 133-25-26, decision notices. Item A is certificate of lawfulness for the erection of a porch and alterations to windows at 90 Metcalfe Way. We did not make any comment and this was granted. Item B, tree reductions to Leyland Cypress and the Sycamore. We did not object and likewise the decision was no objection. Another tree notice for Sycamore at 9 The Lawns. No objection from us and the tree application was permitted. Item D is NS73 to vary condition 3 of the planning permission relating to the solar farm and associated developments. This is a Blackbeak farm. We supported no comment and the application was permitted. Item PL 134-25-26 to note the following applications for tree work.
Cool.
Item A is another sycamore to be cleaned out, removing dead wood and remove crossing and rubbing branches. This is at 17 Greenbanks. Does anyone have any comments? No objection?
No objection.
Okay. No objection to that. A bird cherry, which sounds like something entirely different. Small twin stem semi-mature tree removed to ground level and replace. The replace being the important bit of that. Also two sycamores that need pruning. This is at 4 New Road.
Yeah.
No objection?
No.
No objections. Good. Item C, there are conifers to be felled as now dead. This is at 31 High Street.
Which is over there, isn't it?
It's across the other side of the road. Not quite direct across. Because the numbers don't line up.
No.
Any objections? No.
They're dead.
Item D is a silver birch to be felled to ground level because of concerns of subsidence on the house. Three junipers to be felled to ground level due to roots grazing blocks on the driveway. Various other tree pruning. This is all at number five Briars Orchard.
It's quite a lot of felling, isn't it?
It is. Three junipers plus the silver birch to be chopped down.
Catoni aster as well. Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it, is it?
Cotoneaster,
T3, Cotoneaster.
Yeah.
I was going to say
Cotoneaster. Is it Cotoneaster? I don't know.
And then tree reductions on the cypress and prunus.
These are nothing to do with the one with the house that's got a problem in the 100 houses, is it?
No. This is Briars Orchard.
Briars Orchard.
Any objections?
It's quite a big. Quite a big change, isn't it?
Mm.
I didn't get a chance to look at
it. It is. Just have a look at where it is. Garden. Unfortunately, there's no Google camera gone down the road.
Yeah, because they're all in the back.
There must be something at the front because it's causing problems with the driveway.
Oh yes, yes. Three junipers.
I can't see any objection, to be honest. No objection?
No, I can't really see it.
Yeah.
You won't get the inspector go down there, so?
No. Okay, item D is removal of existing building and the erection. Sorry. I've skipped item E, proposal to chop down two Leyland cypress due to excess shading impacting number 21 and number 23 gardens of High Street. Trees become a nuisance due to ongoing debris drop and bird fouling. I don't have a problem with Leyland cypress. No objection?
No.
Good. Right, which brings us back to PL 135/25/26 planning applications. Item A is for information only. Submission of details required for condition 4 at 12 Rose Lane.
That's the bungalow, isn't it? It is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Item B we've covered. Item C is information only. Certificate of lawfulness. The installation of new UPVC windows to replace the existing ones at number 37 The Moor. Item D is removal of the existing building and erection of three dwellings with private gardens and car parking on site. This is at 19 to 21 Station Road, Melbourne. This is the site of the old Cambridge Building Society.
Remind me, wasn't it to us about it some time ago?
They were talking about refurbishing the,
yes,
the three properties there.
And not,
sorry, three
not putting them down.
Yeah, no,
talking
they're,
about
they're renovating
what they had.
They're not viable for
them. They're
renovate.
Not, okay.
That's what they talked about when they talked to us before.
Was it? I thought, I had, yeah, my memory is that they were going to,
they're going to tear
keep,
it down.
Keep the frontage and all the rest of it. And
no, because they're not listed in any way, shape
okay.
or form, then they, and the reason they moved out is because of
yeah.
massive maintenance issues
yeah.
and leakage and all sorts,
yeah.
given the age of the buildings.
Yes.
So they're going to tear them down and build three flats, or three dwellings,
yeah.
of different sizes that they can rent out mm-hmm. to give people a start on the property ladder, which they've done elsewhere apparently.
Three chair. It looks like two properties though, and a storage
yes,
unit.
Yes, I couldn't see
it doesn't
on
look
the plan that there were three.
Okay.
And also, just as a side comment, in one of the documents I read today, they're talking about parking out the front, having available parking out the front. There's just two lay-by positions out there, which are temporary, like you know, only 30-minute things,
mm.
and they support a lot of people. Especially elderly
the
people
shops, yeah.
that go and park there to go to the co-op.
And the mm-hmm. and leeches.
Yeah, and leeches,
mm.
yeah. Co-op and leeches. Mm. So they seem to have swallowed those two bays
mm.
into parking for the houses. That's what I read in one of the documents. And
the planning application is for erection of three dwellings.
When I looked at the plans, like you, I was trying to see
yeah,
where
if you
three
look at the
were.
Plans,
I
think
couldn't work out where the three were.
It doesn't look like three properties, it looks like two and a storage. Although I'm not an architect, so maybe you can live in a store, I don't know. But, if you look at the proposed floor plans.
Yeah, to close to the bottom there.
Thank you.
Looks like two.
Yeah.
Two properties. And one upstairs.
It's three mm-hmm. beds.
The upstairs. Mm-hmm. So that looks like two.
Well, the upstairs have only got bedrooms and bathrooms. There's no
living accommodation.
There's no living.
Yeah, so it doesn't really unless I'm misreading it.
There's only two kitchens downstairs.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so I looked at it for quite a long while and thought, I need to stop doing this, so I did. But I couldn't find three.
One, two. I'm with you on that.
No, two. The planning application says three.
Yeah.
So we need to question that. And also, there was another document, and what was it called? Alex, could you go back to the list of things? I can't remember what it was called. Was it the location proposed for plans? Down a bit further, I think. Things like this. Heritage, you put on that. Impact assessment. Was it impact assessment? It was a document. Oh no, I read through two or three documents on this. It might be that one. Something showing.
Design access statement, probably.
Maybe it was design access statement, sorry. That's it.
Looking for the proposed plan. Can't find it.
I also couldn't see how they were going to drive around the back.
Well, they said there's going to be a side.
Because on that, the proposed layout plan, it looked as if they were taking the property sort of right to the edge. But
see, that's what they've done there. So you've got where the hedge is down there, that's by the neighbours, that's where you drive around.
You drive in, but when you look at the site layout, it doesn't look as if you could actually get around there.
And also they've taken out the signs that say no parking or parking limited. That's what, they've just basically absorbed that into...
Well, that's just a pretend picture.
Yeah, I know, but I think if you go further down, I think it does say something about parking outside. I'm not lying here. Definitely on one of the documents I read, it showed that there was available parking outside. And it showed two cars actually parked in those two bays there as though they were part of them. So I think that needs to be made clear. There is no outside parking. Where those two, that van and that car are now, there's a sign that says you've only got 30 minute access. 30 minutes allowable parking.
Yeah, the
I don't think it was that document. They don't have a name on the front of it. I wrote it down as well. Didn't bring a piece of paper with me when I saw it.
So the proposed plan gives you three dwellings. And
there's the access.
Access round the back for three parking spaces.
Is that two gates there? Is that gates to let you into the back? On the right hand side?
This is the existing building.
That's those gates, those big double doors, isn't it?
Yeah.
At that end. So,
oh, okay.
Because that's.
Oh, because I'm looking at, sorry, I'm looking at upside down, so I'm looking back to front, sorry.
And there's the one below it. Just the upstairs, is it? Yeah. Yeah, it's just the upstairs. And there's the proposal.
Oh, there's the proposal.
Yes.
Yeah, the plans don't agree with each other.
No.
Yeah, I think we actually need to sort of have some clarity on that, please.
And if that's the boundary, the dotted red line on the left-hand side, if that's the site boundary, then on the ground level, they've got bin stores and whatever there, so you can't drive down there to get to parking at the back, can you?
No.
That was what I was looking at the other day, thinking, well, how are they going to get access to the back for parking?
And they're showing three bins. So they're identifying three properties.
But there aren't three properties on the
plan. No, I think that needs clarity. But there is definitely somewhere on one of those documents I read, and I do apologise for this, but they're showing two cars parked out the front. I don't think it was that document, but there's another document.
Proposing. Yeah.
In a station road showing three cars there. That wasn't the same document, but there's obviously showing it as parking available. They did say constraints, location with conservation area, no car parking on the site, opposite a grade 2 listed building, poor condition of the existing building, not viable to retain. There was another document that actually said that, and outside parking.
Yes.
And it's not showing any parking on the site.
If you look at the proposed ground floor plan. Got three dwellings there, and if you come down the left hand side all the way to the back, you see three faint rectangles numbered 1, 2, 3, which must be parking spaces.
It was the two at the top, but look at Station Road. It's an existing public car parking, but it's not existing.
Yeah, but if you look,
I see what you're saying there,
but
I'm saying up
but
there. But
that disagrees
with... That plan is different to the layout plan that they've provided.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
It's completely different. Completely different.
So...
But you don't want three two modern looking houses opposite the old church like that, do you? Because it's right next to the church is right next to the thatch buildings, it's the older looking established buildings around there, and it's just going to make
Is this still in the conservation area here?
Yeah. It's a conservation area.
And not only that, it's the curtilage of the church, which is even more important.
Yeah,
it is conservation.
So we've got curtilage of church. They're identifying outside parking on the road, which is 30 minute limited, and it's not for residents, it is for shopping. Public use. And also the diagrams don't tie up.
Well, it could be.
Because the proposal says removal and erection of three dwellings with private gardens and car parking on site.
Yeah, that is the three at the back.
Was how it's described.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're seeing.
That's not what we're being shown.
Yeah.
And it could be. I mean, we've got Rev 1 and Rev 2 on some of the plans, but they're not the same. They don't appear to be the same thing.
No, that's right.
And they've all got the same upload date. So I think we just throw it back at the planning authority and say, sorry, this isn't working.
Yeah.
There's too much discrepancy.
Too many
between
anomalies,
plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some show two buildings, some show three buildings, some have on-site parking, some do not. The planning application says three dwellings with private garden and car parking on-site, but some of the plans show
two
dwellings with private gardens and no parking on-site.
Okay. And also, can I stick my little bit in about they seem to be adopting in there's possibilities.
It should be noted that the two existing parking spaces on the road are public
parking.
And time limited parking bays.
Yeah.
Right. Which we would not like
to
see
to
change.
Yeah,
we do not want to see that change because of.
We don't need to say that, though. That's just. They are public parking. Planning application for a private build wouldn't affect the highways parking.
Thank you, Councillor Kamara.
Okay, so I think we don't make a decision on it, we just throw it back and say, try again, please.
Can you please provide?
Because I can't look at the dates and say, well, this has been superseded because it's all the same date.
Lack of clarity.
Extreme.
And then we can go back about it being the church curtilage and all the other things next time around.
Yeah.
There's no timeline on that, is there?
I haven't been told yet.
Okay, so item E is a single-storey rear extension, including replacement roof and raising the wall height of the existing rear element. Replacement of the rear window with a door. This is at 4 Barham Court.
Didn't look at that one.
Comments?
Drury Lane. Oh, okay.
That's why I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay, I don't know. That's the one with the old almshouses, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, around the back of the old almshouses.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. I know where it is now.
Okay. I don't have any view on this.
No, none at all. They're all different properties around there anyway.
Yeah.
So. Support, no comment.
Yep.
Okay. Can I have a proposal for that, please?
Go on, go for it.
Councillor Clark proposing. Councillor Alexander seconding. Those in favour? Unanimous, thank you. Which brings us to PL 136-2526 to consider an application to install a disabled person's parking bay in Roberts Lane.
Do you know where?
No problem with that.
Yeah. It's in the lay-by.
There's no yellow lines down there, so...
No,
there aren't. That's the only thing I'm just wondering.
Is that across an access, then?
Yeah.
I might put an issue on my say, look, it doesn't say where we're looking.
It's not caught up.
We were looking at it.
There we are.
Oh my goodness.
What is it doing?
I'll refresh it.
There we go.
So
the only thing I was interested in looking at is if there was a drop curve there, which there isn't.
No, it's just a bridge stone.
Is that a driveway up there?
No, it's a footpath.
It's like a looped footpath. It goes
serving the fronts of the houses.
They're just there.
Yeah.
So just in front of that white vehicle that we can see. There's no drop curb there, so it's not in the way.
Oh, yeah. No problem with that.
So I don't have a problem. Mm-hmm. Support.
Yeah.
Support. No comments.
Here you go.
Councillor Alexander proposing.
Can I abstain now?
Councillor Clark seconded. Yeah. Those in favour? It's unanimous, thank you. Which brings us finally to Bill 137.25.26 to note the date of the next meeting, which will be Wednesday the 10th of June, 7:30 p.m.
Thank you very much.
Be there or be square. Thank you.
10th of June.